Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, friends. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray. We are not in our normal spot in Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we hope to be back soon. We're still in the social distancing piece of where we are in our virtual studio, but we're still here, and we're coming up on show number 250, and I'm excited about that. And we hope to be back in Renaissance Bank soon. And by the way, the folks at Renaissance have been terrific with small businesses. So if you're a small business looking for a personal experience with what you need from your bank, if that's what you're looking for, Renaissance is a good place to check out. They've got 190 offices across the South open and ready to serve you, but they're open by appointment only right now. So you've got to call and make an appointment, and they'll be happy to see you and take care of your needs. Go to renaissancebank.com and find the nearest location. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Joe Noonan. And Joe is a speaker, certified sales and leadership coach with Southwestern Consulting. Joe, welcome.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
It's great to have you. That's a mouthful. You do a lot.
It keeps me busy, keeps me out of trouble.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. So tell everyone, I think it's pretty self-explanatory about what you do in a way, but give everybody a little background on you and what your history is and your what led you into professional coaching.
Sure. Well, I'm a two-time entrepreneur here in Atlanta. I had a printing business for many, many years, and then that evolved into a secondary business, a marketing agency that I had for about 24 years. And in 2017, was looking to do something different, sold that business, and said, what do I do next? Because I'm just not ready to retire. And I love working. I know some people say that sounds a little crazy, but I do. I love to work, and I love to serve people. And ran into Southwestern Consulting, and I would say that the rest is history.
So I always love to ask this question, if you don't mind. I mean, you brought a lot of experience to the table to be able to coach folks. Why affiliate with Southwestern Consulting?
Southwestern Consulting is based out of Nashville. We have 120 coaches worldwide. And, you know, it's really interesting because the curriculum, the philosophies, and really the things that we lean on is because Southwestern is 160 years old. It's 160 years of experience, knowledge, and we started out and still have programs where we have college students that go out and sell Bibles and educational materials door to door. And we have learned a lot and have evolved, and that is where it has become very successful. And we just have coached over 15,000 people in the 12 years of the coaching division.
15,000 people. That's a small city.
It is. And the great thing is that when people walk away from our coaching program, on average, they increase their income, they increase their production on average 25.1%. And so it's really awesome because there's a lot of value that our program brings to the table. And as a coach and as a professional speaker, what we do is we serve others. And I guess you could say that in any business, right? For you as a radio host, you're serving your community.
Sure.
And that's what we do as coaches. And I have a bit of a passion. I guess it leans back on even my my time as a hockey coach. I coached high school hockey in Georgia for 11 seasons at Brookwood High School. I was the head coach there, and also coached in the Atlanta Thrasher program, and over at the Cooler, I was a coach over there. So I think coaching's in my blood, John.
I love it, and you've just put about four questions in my head when it comes to hockey, but I'm going to try to veer away from that at the moment, because I really want to get into, you know, how you help folks. So, you know, coaching is a personal thing, though. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, have the curriculum and the, you know, the big company backing you there at Southwestern Consulting, but, you know, coaching is a personal thing, right?
It really is. And our program is very unique where it's one-on-one coaching. It's not group coaching where we'll gather, you know, 20 or 30 people on a call or anything like that. We actually meet people where they are. So if you were to say, hey, Joe, what's your 5-second commercial? I'd share with you that I help and serve CEOs, sales leaders, top producers, and even entrepreneurs cure sales pain. And I had to say that slowly, cure sales pain, because our 5-second commercial, and this is one of the things that I want all of our clients and hopefully your audience can have as a great takeaway today, is that if you have a good 5-second commercial, it makes you look and sound professional. And it really makes a difference. And then you can expand on that with a good 30-second commercial when people say, tell me what you do. And that's what coaching is all about. That's how a coach can serve you, help you grow your income, grow your production, and have, quite frankly, peace of mind in your life and in your business.
Now, I've heard you before, and so I'm not surprised to hear you say this, but your 5-second commercial is, it's not about what you do per se. It's about how you help.
Correct. One of the biggest challenges that many professionals are faced with is time management. They really, truly struggle with having a good schedule. And so if we walk up to our desk on Monday morning and we're being reactive, where we don't know what we're going to do, we're going to be, if you will, an average producer. And that's where I like to work with my clients and help them evolve from becoming an average producer to becoming a top producer, or even becoming a better top producer than they are today. One of my best clients is Jeff Cummings, and he had a goal to reach the $1 million club for selling insurance. Jeff's up in the Cincinnati area. And I'm really happy to report that with especially the focus that he's placed on his schedule and his, if you will, income producing activities, Jeff reached the $1 million club this past week, halfway through the year.
Wow.
I'm really proud of what Jeff's done.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you attribute that to better time management?
For him, it was. Everybody's different. And, you know, to go back to your earlier question, John, is that, you know, we meet people where they are. So if people are struggling with their schedule, let's talk about it. Actually, Jeff and I spent three to four coaching calls really looking at what he was doing as a professional and how he was investing his time. And I always like to help my clients focus on their income producing activities and break it down into, if you will, $400 an hour work versus $20 an hour work. And during that time, during the week, are you really truly focused on your $400 an hour work? Is it going to generate income? Is it going to generate production, referral partners? These are all things that are ways for you to grow your business if you're in sales. And even if you're a CEO, you want to spread that word where you're being proactive versus reactive. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Focus on the essentials.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. Because sometimes we can feel that if we're focusing on our, if you will, $20 an hour work, that we're busy, but we're not being productive. We're not really making money.
Folks, we're speaking with Joe Noonan, and Joe is a certified sales and leadership coach with Southwestern Consulting. Yeah, part of it is maybe to state it another way, Joe, return on investment, right? I mean, you want the highest return on your investment of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're placing your time, whatever that is, because there are a lot of people that are in sales that don't have a 9-to-5 job. For example, you know, those that are in real estate or in the mortgage business, sometimes it can be 24/7. I've worked with clients where they say, I've had people call me at 11 o'clock at night, wanted to talk about their mortgage. Well, that's my job. I'm here to serve them. And so as a coach, we have to be in tune with our prospects, and being able to adjust the way that they buy, we have to adjust the way that we sell with every single prospect.
So I would be remiss, Joe, if I didn't ask you what is on a lot of folks' mind right now is, you know, the COVID-19 environment we find ourselves in. It's impacted some in more negative ways than others. I mean, how have your clients responded to the environment we find ourselves in?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's interesting. I have worked with a lot of my clients, and quite frankly, I've had to, not literally, but figuratively, talk them off the ledge and really help them overcome the fear of COVID-19 and how it's impacting our businesses. The one thing I would encourage them, and I've done this for a lot of them, is to say, don't look at it as a challenge or a problem. Look at it as an opportunity. And I had mentioned Jeff Cummings. That's one of the things that he has done, is he's really gotten focused on his prospecting and being very intentional and putting prospect into his schedule. And he's going to have his best month ever. Chad Mullenkamp is another client that I've been working with, and Chad's the same way. He had a goose egg for the month of May, and he just got really mad at himself, and he said, I'm using this as an excuse. I have a great opportunity where I can meet and reach people at home where normally they'd be traveling. And so he's been very diligent, and we will look at their schedule and reverse engineer the number of hours that they want to focus on that particular income producing activity. So let's say it's prospecting. If you want to prospect 10 hours a week, put that into your schedule, whether it's 2 hours a day times 5 days a week, or 3 hours, 3 days a week, and 1 hour, 1 day a week. If you put it in your schedule, studies have shown that 90% of the time, that activity will get done. Mm.
It makes perfect sense. Joe, talk a little bit about what you do as, in terms of your coaching. I mean, the types of clients you serve. You mentioned a couple of names, but maybe talk about the kinds of professions they're in, industries, verticals, what have you.
Sure, John. Great question. There's four primary ones: real estate, mortgage, financial services like financial advisors, and insurance. But quite frankly, anybody that runs a company that has a sales force is a great opportunity. Because the way we introduce coaching is through a workshop. We give away, if you will, a little content where people can learn more. And we do talk about time management in the immediate results workshop. And it's a 90-minute workshop for free. So if people reach out to me, I will work with them. Now we're doing it where we've been able to find a way and not an excuse to do it through Zoom. We used to go to people's offices and do that workshop in person, not only to help them and really help the sales leader look good, but to bring content, to bring value to their sales team. Because they'll walk away from that workshop with about four or five things that they can implement in their business that afternoon. And if they want to get into coaching, great. We don't hard sell coaching, because coaching really, truly sells itself. If people want to invest in themselves, they will. If they're really, truly students of the game and want to be better at what they do, they'll invest in working with a professional coach. And that's where our workshop brings a lot of value to the table. And it just introduces the concept of coaching. And there's three things that we talk about in the workshop that I think are the differences between average producers and top producers. The first thing is, top producers find a way and not an excuse. Kind of like what we've talked about with COVID-19, right? Mm-hmm. Use it as an opportunity. Don't use it as an excuse. The second thing that separates average producers from top producers is they're students of the game. They work to constantly become better at their mission, their sales techniques, having better systems. And that's why people get a coach. That's why people listen to podcasts, go to industry events. And the third thing that really separates average producers from top producers is top producers take action now. And really what that means is making decisions and being confident in your decisions. And I do work with a lot of my clients on overcoming fear, just like we've had with COVID, and being confident. And confidence is something that a lot of people lack. But if you have a good schedule, if you have appointments set up, it's kind of like being prepared. Do you remember when you were in college and you were very prepared for an exam and you walked out? And what would you say when you were well prepared for an exam?
I'm not sure that I remember that, Joe, because... But thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me such a compliment that I might remember that. But no, I'm kidding you. I get the point. It makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you say, hey, that was an easy exam. But, you know, if you're prepared for your business, just like you prepare for an exam and you're proactive, that's what separates average producers from top producers.
For sure. And I guess part of being prepared is knowing how to get prepared, right? I mean, because you can waste, speaking of time, you can waste time being prepared in the wrong way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the big adjustments for a lot of people with working from home is they'll look at their schedule and they say, well, if I only spend an hour doing the laundry, well, I'll share a quick formula with you to figure out what your hourly rate is, where most people don't know this. And I'll give you a very simple version of it, is that if you make $100,000 annually, if you divide that by all the way down to what you make on a per hour basis, mm-hmm. you make $60 an hour for every $100,000 a year that you make. So if you make $200,000 a year, then obviously your hourly rate is $120. So if you're going to spend that time doing the laundry when you should be prospecting, this is a pain point question that I always ask a lot of my prospects is, what is that costing you? And it's sometimes it hits home where it's like, yeah, it's costing me $120 or it's costing me $60 an hour, where you really truly should be focused. And that's where a coach can help people. It's that accountability factor, where a coach holds you accountable to your system, to your time management, to your income producing activities. And it's a big difference maker. So that's why people get in and start to work with a professional coach. It's all about accountability to help them grow their income, grow their production.
Folks, we're speaking with Joe Noonan. Joe is a professional coach, as you just heard, a certified sales and leadership coach with Southwestern Consulting. Joe, you mentioned kind of the way you start engaging with a potential client is through a workshop. I got the sense the way you described that, that was a one-on-one kind of experience. Is that, did I get that right? Or is that a group session?
John, it's a group session.
Okay.
So normally what I would do is I would approach the sales leader or the CEO of a company and say, you know, would you welcome and are you open-minded to having a professional coach come in, speak to your team at whatever time we agree on, and we actually customize the workshop. I'll have a phone call with the leader usually a week before we decide and customize the workshop. So if he wants to talk about generating referrals and asking for referrals for his team, we'll focus on that. He wants to talk about time management, answering objections, we'll talk about that too. We'll pick two or three topics and then go in and have a group session. And I just did one last week for a large mortgage company out of Madison, Wisconsin. So that's been, if you will, going back to finding a way and not an excuse, is we did a Zoom call for 17 mortgage loan officers, and they found a huge benefit. And as I had mentioned earlier, they all can walk away from the workshop with four things, maybe five, that they can implement in their business tomorrow. We share a couple of techniques. And so the changes that we've made because of COVID, and it's okay because we have to continue. We have to keep moving on. And quite frankly, that's my accountability too, is being able to be a student of the game, to continue to do workshops and serve. That's what we do. And that's been a big benefit. And again, the workshops are complimentary. We don't even charge. So 9 times out of 10, most people say, bringing in a professional coach to bring some value to my team sounds great. Would love the opportunity.
And then I take it that you're, once you get past that workshop and you say, hey, Joe, I'm going to engage and let's get going. Then what happens? I mean, how do you, I guess, diagnose what someone's particular issues and concerns are? How does that happen?
Sure. So everybody that enrolls in coaching with Southwestern Consulting, we have them take a diagnostic test. It's called Navigate, kind of like the DISC profile, mm-hmm. where we want to match them with the right coach. So if it's based on industry, for example, if they, want to find a coach that was in industry, we'll match them with the right coach that might have some insurance background industry or industry background. And then if the other thing is that we want to make sure it's personality. All of our coaches at Southwestern are best of the best. They're either former entrepreneurs or they're usually in the top 3% of sales in their company, or they've owned their own company. And our coaches are anywhere from 35 to a little older than that. So it's all about experience and bringing value to the client.
I love how you term a little older than that. That's pretty good, Joe. You really are in sales, aren't you? So.
Well, you and I both have the same color hair, so it's not as dark as it used to be.
for sure. Joe, this has been great and a lot of good insights, a lot of, things to think about. And I'm sure there's some folks that are listening to this that maybe would like to be in touch with you. So how about let's, get your contact information out there for folks, how they can engage with you.
Sure, John. My website is my first name, last name. And I'll spell it for you. And it's Joe, J-O-E. Last name is Noonan, N-O-O-N-A-N, Joe Noonan, SWC.com. And then my phone number is area code 678-596-6479. And I am open to running workshops. We can do it for Zoom or via Zoom, because that's what we do. That's what where coaches can make a difference, where we want to serve your team, be the best that they can possibly be, and help them elevate their sales from being an average producer to becoming a top producer.
Awesome stuff from Joe Noonan. And Joe is with Southwestern Consulting. Joe, this has been great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, sir, John. Thank you for your time today, too.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need some help that involves administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, it could be that Joe Noonan has told you to outsource some things to get it off your calendar. Something tells me you do that, Joe, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And
go ahead.
Yep. We have to be experts in our own way, and if not, delegate it.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you've got a delegation problem that Joe is helping you with, I've got an answer for you, and it involves calling Essie Escobedo at Office Angels, and she takes some of those tasks off your hands so you can spend more time with sales or marketing or whatever you really need to spend your time on in your business. They've been around for 18 years, and they've been virtual the whole time. So this COVID-19 environment we're in doesn't faze them at all. Essie finds an angel that does the work you need, and that they fly in, get the work done, and fly out. So give Essie a call, 770-442-9246. OfficeAngels.us is the website as well. Folks, you can find this show on all the major podcast apps. That would include Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I could go on. And you can also go online to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com and find us there. We've got an archive of, as I mentioned, going on 250 shows that great business leaders like Joe that are in that archive. We love it if you would go to your favorite podcast app, rate us, give us a good rating so that folks can find the shows and we do as good a job as we can promoting their good work. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. And also connect with us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Joe Noonan, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.